Then the next morning...
Papa! Papa!
What is it?
Papa, we've been robbed! The silver is gone, and so is Ketzaler.
All our precious silver, even the Shabbos candlesticks and my Kiddush cup and my prized silver pocket watch were missing. The next thing I know, I'm being arrested for murder.
Aaron Gins, you'll have to come with us.
Rebbe, I'm worried. And not just for myself, but for my wife and family and the entire Jewish community.
Aaron, it was revealed to me that you will emerge victorious.
Come along, Gins.
God will help, Reb Aaron. God will help.
Ordering the court.
The prosecution calls Gustav Molnar to the witness stand. Tell me in your own words, Mr. Molnar, what happened on the night of March 28th?
My wife and I were returning home to our village from an evening spent in Prague. Along the way, we passed by the Jewish cemetery. It struck us both as strange that there would be people there at such a late hour.
Gustav, what's going on over there?
Oh, it looks like a couple of Jews burying a body. You there, what are you doing here at this hour?
Was? You verstehe nicht.
What did he say?
You think I know? Come on, let's go home. It's late.
You're sure they were Jews?
They were speaking Yiddish. Who else speaks Yiddish?
And you're sure they were burying a body?
I swear to it.
Thank you, Mr. Molnar. That will be all. The prosecution now calls Heinrich Kozlowski to the witness stand. Please tell the court your name.
Heinrich Kozlowski.
And your occupation is?
I'm a tanner. A work animal skin into leather.
Is it true that you worked at the tanning factory of the accused Aaron Gins?
Yes, sir. For 12 years.
And your brother, the deceased, was also employed by Gins, was he not?
That's right. Because of him, my brother became a sickly cripple.
I object, Your Honor.
Mr. Kozlowski, just answer the questions.
Heinrich, tell the court where you were on the night of March 23rd.
I was in a lot of places that night. Most of them were taverns. Then a few minutes after 11, my brother Carl and I decided to visit our younger brother at Ginz's house. As we approached the place, we heard the sounds of laughter. It sounded like a wild party. We figured it was some sort of holiday. We sneaked up to the house and peeked in through the living room windows.
L'chaim, everybody, l'chaim! I want to drink a toast to my lovely daughters and their learned and pious husbands. One at a time. L'chaim!
I never saw such drinking in my life.
Your Honor, it should be noted that the Jewish holiday of Purim is celebrated by the people intentionally drinking until they can no longer differentiate between a blessing and a curse.
Ketzaler, your glass is empty.
Yes? How did that happen?
Moshe, fill his glass up quick.
What is this stuff? It's good.
We call it Shlivovitz. It's 150 proof.
Oh, yeah? Well, prove it.
L'chaim, Ketzaler!
Yeah, l'chaim!
Come on, everybody. There's something I want to show you down in the cellar.
Me too.
Especially you, Ketzaler. Especially you.
We saw the whole group of them disappear down the stairway to the cellar. And that's the last time I ever saw me brother alive.
He's lying. It never happened like that.
And in summation, the prosecution contends that Aaron Gins and his three sons-in-law and their wives, in order to procure Christian blood for their Passover matzahs, did wantonly commit this horrible act of murder in the first degree.
The defendants will rise and face the bench. In view of the evidence presented, we find the defendants guilty of murder.